you do that with my eyes closed. Unless I like draw your face on the insides of my eyelids or something. Which is actually an enticing idea, now that I think about it. I'll have to look into that later. But seriously, how is Honor so cute? Honor is cuter than Mia, and I'm a cat girl. And how can anything be cuter than a cat girl? You really are a work of art. Think I'm wrong? Sorry, Honor, but I'm a cat girl. So that makes me an authority on cuteness. I know my stuff. Lots of different stuff, actually. Like how much I love you, for one. I love you so much that I dream about you all the time. It's nice. My dreams about you tend to be very sweet. I dream that we have these adorable little dates where we travel the world together. And then, everywhere we go, I conquer the land in your name. I use my forces to silence all who would oppose or criticize you as I recreate the world in your image. I use the labor of the people to erect statues and monuments to your greatness upon the rotting corpses of your foolish foes. But those are all just cute little dreams. I would never do that in real life. Unless you want me to, Honor. Would you like that? Would you, Honor? Okay, Honor, that's what I thought. Just checking. But, let me know if you change your mind. But you know, your cuteness isn't actually the only thing keeping me up. Although it is the main culprit. Well, there's also the caffeine, but that's not what I'm getting at here. Which I cannot be held accountable for, by the way. You're the one who didn't hide it well enough from me. Anyway, what I mean to say is that you're the best owner I could ever ask for. You're a very lovely owner, if I may say so. Which I assume I can, because I'm too cute to say no to. You're a ridiculously patient and tolerating owner. I know I can be a very difficult at times, and I'm sure it's difficult to put up with me, with all the things I do. Like when I watch you sleep, or make little good luck charms out of your hair, or hiss at the other cat girls. I mean, screw them, but I know it's something to put up with. So thank you. But the point I'm getting at here is that you're the most precious and wonderful thing that has ever existed. And I'm just Mia. I'm just Sephia. I don't think I'm worthy of you. Even if I devoted all my 9 lives to you, which I very much intend to, I could not possibly be worthy of you. I know this is usually the part where I act like a cheeky brat and say, I deserve you because I'm so cute, or something like that. But there's a limit to that kind of talk. In fact, if you didn't call me cute, I wouldn't think of myself that way at all. So, even though I'm just Mia, will you always be my owner? Now and forever? I love you. I will love you forever. And more than anything else in this world, I want to be loved by you forever. I want you to love me. I want you to hold me. I want you to hug me and laugh with me and fawn over me and lavish me with attention. I want to make memories with you, and I don't want to stop making memories. Will you still be my owner in a year? 3 years? 5? 10? Do you really mean that? Are you just saying that? Are you just giving me a false hope so you don't have to break my heart right away? I would do anything to stay as your pet. You're the only family I need. You're the only family I have. You've given me everything. A home, a life, a hope for the future. I'm sorry, I'm so sorry. I know you were trying to sleep and now I'm saying all of these things. But I'm always thinking these things and it eats away at me, little by little. And I try to hold it in because I don't want to annoy you. I'm your pet. You feed me, clothe me, and give me the only love I have ever known. I shouldn't annoy you, owner. It's the least I can do. I know it must be a bother dealing with my anxieties. But I have to know, do you mean it when you say you'll keep me? I love hearing you say that. But I don't know why hearing it once just isn't enough for me. You're always so good to me. And still, I'm always so full of so much doubt. What could I do to make you want to keep me more? Should I kneel at your side night and day in case you need anything? I'm not sure what I could offer though. Maybe purring. If you say so. Hey owner, part of me has been worrying. Are you a dog kind of person? Do you prefer dog girls? If you do, I can change. If that would make you want to keep me. I could bark at random noises or chase my tail like an idiot if you'd prefer. Just like a dog girl. Would that help? I would do it for you. I would do anything, owner. Anything at all. I would do anything for you. Oh, thank goodness. I'm so happy you prefer cat girls. Let me tell you, I really wasn't looking forward to drinking toilet water like those mods out there. So, since you prefer cat girls, do you prefer me? Am I your favorite cat girl? Do you really mean that? Really, really? Really, really, really? Even though Snowball next door makes cuter meowing noises? Even though Whiskers down the street has softer fur? Okay, owner. I believe you. I believe you, so I don't know why I still feel so uneasy. Since you prefer me over Snowball and Whiskers, maybe I will start being nicer to them. Maybe. I'll think about it. They still need to apologize to me for staring at you too much. You're my owner. Mine. I did the thing where I rubbed my side against your legs. That makes you mine. Those are cat girl rules. They know that. And they still stare at you so much. The audacity. The disrespect. The lack of shame. I've marked you as my territory and they still don't get it. Maybe I need to put skulls on spikes in the yard. Maybe that would send them the message. It's a good thing for those girls. They have 9 lives. They're going to need as many as they can get when they provoke me like that. Why are you laughing? I'm serious. This is a very serious case of encroachment. I don't think owner understands the gravity of the situation. Fine, maybe it was a bit of an absurd response. just a little. Honor is a lucky other. Laughter is so calming to me. It keeps me from using my claws. Even against cat girls who really deserve their sting. Honor, would you like me more if I was more peaceful to Snowball and Whiskers? Fine. Oh, well, I won't promise I'll do it because that's a very tall order. But I promise I'll try, because I'm a good girl. Not a good girl like a dog, though. Because ew. But a good girl like a cat girl. I'm a good kitty. Even if I made myself your phone background while you were sleeping. But other than that, and some other things. But other than that, I'm a good kitty. And good kitties deserve rewards. Don't worry, Honor. I'll save you the trouble of racking your brain for what to get me. Since I'm such a wonderful and lovable pet, I'll offer you my guidance. You're invited to pet me. Please. Honor, you always know how to brighten my day. Well, I guess it's night, actually. But still, I love it when you pet me like this. You make me a very, very happy pet. You're the best owner in the world. Is there a competition for cat girl owners? You would definitely win it. Sure, if I would want you to enter it. You're my owner. Mine. If there was a competition, I'm sure there would be an audience, and there's no need for so many eyes to be on you. It's enough for me to watch you. And besides, even without a formal competition, I already know without a shred of doubt, you're the best.